Welcome into Baltimore Sports Today, the daily podcast from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. This is episode 307 for Wednesday, September 21st, 2016. I'm Zach Wilt from BaltimoreSportsReport.com, joined as always by my good pal, Jabby Burns. How are you, Jab?
I'm good. As you can hear, Manny's pretty already excited, too, for this show because it's a Wednesday. And Zach, well, you know what we need to do sometimes? You and I have been grinding, and I'm talking 307 shows, countless text parties. you even had to encounter me and the fam down there back in March, if you even remember that. Having to go back
so deep. Many DraftKings contests.
So many DraftKings contests. But I would like to say maybe this is going to be like our post-All-Star break. You know what I mean? We're getting into the end of September. We've been talking about this baseball team that we love and seems like nobody else in Baltimore does. We're just starting into football, so we're all ramped up, and you're making all kinds of cash on DraftKings, just sliding DMs my way, talking about how big your win is and just like, you know, fist pumping. I think we need to take a break, Zach, and talk about something fun, something that is, you know, it kind of warms the cockles, warms your heart. You know what I mean? And you know what that does for me, Zach? That's the fall.
I'm talking the
whole damn fall.
I know. It's a wacky Wednesday, and we're going to integrate a fun topic into the show. It's going to be our favorite parts of fall mock draft. So
that's what we do. We do drafts on this show.
Drafts are fun.
All right. Amazing. I even texted you. I said, Zach, are we doing a snake draft? There's two of us. Who gives a rip if we're doing a snake draft? But I like really parameters, matter. Zach. I like me some parameters.
So are we doing it? You want to do a snake draft? I guess it doesn't matter.
No, it don't matter.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back and forth because it doesn't matter. Do you want to go five rounds? Is that what we're setting?
I think we said five rounds, I think you won the toss. I saw the toss, so I thought you got it.
Oh, I did. Okay. Tails never fails, Jab. Remember that.
I do. It always fails me.
So the rules are, if you want to play at home, if you want to tweet at us and let us know what your picks are, he's at Jabby Burns. I'm at Zach_Wilt, at BAL Sports Report. Just anything. Favorite parts of fall. A lot of it for me is sports related because, you know, that's sort of what my life revolves around. But some of it's totally not. So
and a mouse. Your life also revolves around a mouse.
That is true. Yeah, and one of my favorite things is a fall event at Epcot.
So. Shocker.
All right. So I won the toss, so I'll start it off. The enormous crowds at Camden Yards has got to be my – no, I'm just kidding. Nobody goes to Orioles games in September. That's not going to be number one. No. Number one for me is actually going to be the wild card play-in game. I love – the addition of the second wild card. I know people are I'm a friend with a Pittsburgh Pirates fan who has seen his team play enough wild card playing. He won't see him this year, but he's seen them play in enough wild card playing games and debates me to the bitter end about how they need to make this a short 3-game series. Don't even make it 5, make it 3. I tell him, no, the wild card play-in game is awesome because it's one chance to get into the playoffs, one chance to move on and play, you know, real October baseball. We saw the Orioles do it in 2012 and knock out Yu Darvish and the Texas Rangers on the road. Totally amazing. The Orioles, the way they're playing right now, are looking like if they're going to play October baseball, it's going to be in a wild card play-in game.
Yep.
And we haven't seen that in 4 years, but it's wild. I love watching both of these games.
It's wild.
And it has that whole, you know, kind of NFL feel, winner take all, one game. It really, really matters. So I love it. I think baseball is totally doing it right, and it's a blast, something I look forward to as October, you know, gets closer and closer.
Wow, that's a great one because you're very specific. Because I had like playoff baseball because I just love all playoff, even
that's
if our
fine.
Boys aren't in it.
You can have playoff
but
baseball.
I'm gonna move that down my list a little bit, but I would just kind of to expand on what you just said, which I think is such a fantastic thing. Why would you want to make it a three game series when you can have Joe Saunders on the road at Texas against Yu Darvish?
Exactly.
Why would you not want to have that kind of win come your way? Because that game felt like we won a series. I don't know about you, Zach, but I felt like I was hooping and hollering and, you know, arm bashing.
Champagne was out after one game.
Yep, and then we played the Yankees in one of the more gut-wrenching playoff series I've ever been a part of.
I see Raul Ibanez on ESPN, and I still want to
and he pinch hit
shake
for
my
A-Rod.
Fist at that guy.
Remember that. He pinch hit for A-Rod.
Yeah.
Listen. Girardi might be a douche, but that might want to be his most genius of things he ever did. All right, well, then this is as hack as it gets. But as the older gentleman and the two of us, I enjoy, and I think I've talked about it, I'm obsessed with weather, as you know, Zach. There's nothing I love more than when you can flip those windows open and in the morning and actually have to put like a sweater vest on or some type
of hoodie weather.
Yeah, hoodie weather, crisp air in the fall morning. When you can start finally getting that humidity right out of this terrible mid-Atlantic region that has 10 good days in it, it feels amazing. And one of those days is usually starts right around October, kind of works its way through, and then by November, I've got fires going and the whole bit. So for me, number one seed is just the changing of the season from, you know, the longest summer of all time right into, I don't know, we get about 2 weeks of good, crisp fall weather here. And so that for me would be it on the ranking, because I just nothing better than that.
I love that. No, that's a good one. And I'm sure this has come to as a huge shock to you, but your boy owns like more hoodies than there are days of fall. So
they rhyme a lot with Rumber Rarmer.
I do, man. I have so many Under Armour hoodies. But I look forward to it. The hoodie weather is awesome. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a little bit later down here in Central Florida than it will be up there. But we do get some hoodie weather. There's some looking back at our pictures from our first year down here, we definitely have some hoodie weather. So
That was in December.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think you'll need to wear a hoodie when you come up for the wild card game too. So just remember that if that comes, which you love, wild card and hoodies. I mean, everything.
I got a great Orioles zip up hoodie. That's fantastic.
No, that'd be perfect. Shock. I'm going to get one on Saturday I'm going to get there at 5 o'clock to get that damn sweater on Saturday.
Good.
But I was afraid I needed to get there early, Zach. But based on what I've seen the last couple weeks here, I could probably show up at 7:30.
You won't have to. Jeb, you know what? Twitter tells me you're not allowed to comment on the
I'm allowed to talk plenty because I go to more games than anybody in the building. I can say whatever.
I don't know. The holier than thou Twitterers tell me that you're not, that school's in session and something about Baltimore being more of a fan. I don't know, some BS like that. You're not allowed to actually comment on it. I don't know. That's what I learned last night on it. So.
I've learned a lot of things.
Okay, this one's for you, Chris, at ChrisTHM. Pumpkin flavor for my second pick. That's right.
Oh, babe. Pumpkin, you like pumpkin? Get out of here.
Pumpkin beer, pumpkin spice latte. I'm lumping it all together. Pumpkin flavor is one of my favorite things. They have a pumpkin scone at Starbucks that my wife gets all the time. It's phenomenal.
You just figured out Starbucks like about a year ago.
Isn't that great? I know, man. such a...
And now you're the biggest mark I know. You probably got like one of those Starbucks cards.
Well,
or like
they have it in the parks, and it's right there, and I go all the time.
I do.
Pumpkin flavor in general is one of my favorites. She makes these pumpkin cookies with white chocolate chips that I love. And
the missus does?
Yeah, the missus.
Oh, wow. When is she able to do that? She's around, never home.
I enjoy them. I particularly enjoy them this time of year. So pumpkin flavor is going to be my second round pick, and that should come as no surprise to many of the one of nines who have heard me talk about how much I love pumpkin flavor.
Tweet at Zach Wilt with all your pumpkin stuff. He's a big fan of it.
I know.
For me, this is going to come kind of as maybe not a shock, because you've known for a little bit that I've got this secret love affair with the Capitals of Washington and hockey. Hockey in general. I know I'm a baseball guy, and I know that I like college basketball, and I'm starting to hate the NFL more and more, but I still will bet on it and do things of that nature with it. But hockey, man, gets me so fired up, and having a little bit of a watching my son play hockey now and him being into it as well, and my little guy starting to get into it too. I just love it. It's quick. It's fantastic in person, but just to be able to flip on the TV every night, and when my Orioles have either, you know, broken my heart or, you know, had the parade down Utah Street that we keep talking about, or Pratt Street, I'm just excited that hockey would be starting and watching the Caps. And I have to say, I've been watching a little bit of this this World Games, the hockey as well here. And, you know, you got the best players in the world playing. Plus, I think it's kind of a good tune-up, you know, not to get, you know, analytical or anything. I think it's a nice tune-up for some of the guys on the Caps because, you know, sometimes they always start off really well. But it would be nice to kind of, you know, some of those guys playing together. You know, you got the Russian guys playing together and maybe some of the Americans and stuff. So, for me, it's going to be hockey. Probably coming as a shock to people out there because – I've never really talked about hockey that often, but I have become a very big fan over the last couple of years here. And so hockey for me works in this spot.
I like that. And that was also on my draft board. So you're crossing one off of my list. Well done. I should
have to get that because I knew
earlier.
You were coming. Yeah,
I should have taken it early. I'm very much looking forward to hockey this season. And the World Cup has actually, you know, gotten me a little more excited about it, I think, a little earlier than I usually do. So I tend to think of hockey as more of a winter thing, but it started a little bit earlier this year. So
yeah, and I think the Caps, here's my prediction. The Caps are going to finish first in their division and then lose in the second round.
Oh, wow.
You're
really thinking outside the box there, Jab. I haven't read that story before. Yeah, 1,000 times. Okay, well, then I will go to the next one on my board here, and that's going to be DraftKings NFL contest. Now, I talked about how this is my first year, Jab, not playing in a year-long fantasy football league, ever. Basically, so
shuttered that league.
My friends from college and I have always been in a league, and even though I've played in some other ones, along with that one, that's been our main league, and it kind of faded a little bit last year, and I wanted to, bring some new life to it this year, add a little bit of money to the contest, mm-hmm. And when I say a little, I mean $2. So we're talking a little.
Yeah, I tried to bump it up to $3. These guys said no way.
Yeah, I
get
know.
Out of here.
They're stuck on.
And
two.
If I would have bumped it up to $3, you'd have more money in your account this
That's
week.
That's true, because I ended up beating you by like a fraction of a point. That's how close it was. Yep. So DraftKings NFL contest. I mean, last week was a nail biter for me. I know for you too, because you were right in the mix. Ended up picking up the second place prize.
So. Oh yeah, I'm glad you have first and second.
You did all right. But I really enjoy it. I think it's a blast, and I think I like the strategy of doing all the reading for the each week's picks and predicting which teams are going to pound on the weaker defenses, and Jab telling me that San Diego is going to be bad, and then they're not bad, and all that kind of stuff. So. It's fun. I like
They're still bad.
Contest.
Don't worry. I'm going to get boat race this week. I'm with you. Obviously, I love that as well. I don't have DraftKings on here because for me, that's a yearly thing. So whatever it has. For my third pick, which I wanted to get in because I have a feeling you feel the same way here, is Thanksgiving, man. I mean, we always talk about it on this show about the I think we all say that Thanksgiving might be our favorite. I know Patrick has that affinity for it. I remember Maddie Lund also loved it too. And I think you do as well. And listen, I love Christmas and I love, I guess Valentine's Day. I'll say that for the ladies. But I really, really get down with Thanksgiving. There's nothing better than I even think the night before you're starting to get ready for it. We do two turkeys. Who knows why?
I love Black Friday.
Oh, whatever that is. And then I go, there's a lot of college football games on all over the place. Now the NFL is playing 3 games during that time. You just get to, and I usually do it at home too, so I don't have to go on the road and do any shenanigans out in San Diego, leave that for Christmas. So it's just usually me and the fam, and then sometimes we'll have like some cousins or something come over or some friends, but it's just a glorious day. Football, like I said, you're throwing around with your buddies, and I don't know, just a great day. So for Thanksgiving is my third pick in the old fall draft.
Nice. So I had... I'm gonna take it off my board, but I had the anticipation of Thanksgiving / Christmas because I kind of just love that time of year.
Oh,
I think that that Thanksgiving kind of kicks off, the Christmas season, which is something I look forward to. So that's one that you're knocking off my list, and I'll move down my list again, and I'll go with MLB award / hot stove season. Okay?
Oh yeah, you get steamed up for that hot stove.
I really do. And
Dan wants to leave again. Oh, it's the best. Oh, sorry.
That I could do without.
Well,
I could do
you're going to get used to it this offseason, I have a feeling, brother.
But I really do like... I think baseball does it better, and granted, I'm a baseball first fan, but I like baseball award season, and I, prior to working here, used to work for, for MLB Network Radio, so I was probably a little more invested in this than most people were, but award season's fun, and I think this year in particular will be really fun, because I'll be curious where Manny Machado and Zach Britton finish, and MVP and Cy Young.
What about Kim?
Is
he considered a rookie?
He is considered a rookie, but I don't know. I don't think he's got enough games played now to freaking win.
Oh, here he goes. A shot right across the manager's bow
That's right. Yeah, your guy with a .400 on base percentage somehow riding the bench more than anybody else.
How about that catch on Monday night?
Yeah, how about that catch?
How about that? Mookie Betts, good luck for that, pal.
Yeah.
Getting Kim out there.
He'll win a gold glove this year, too. No, he won't. He definitely won't. But I like award season and hot stove season. Now, come on. What other sport has a better off season than baseball does? None of them do. The winter meetings is awesome. There's nothing else like that in the other three major sports. That's a blast. And the rest of the offseason, you just, you know, you never know. You're going to wake up and see one big star traded to another team or big signings. This offseason is actually kind of a weaker class, but trades are always happening in baseball. So it's an exciting time. So that's what I'm taking. MLB award / hot stove season, Jabby Burns.
By the way, how dare you talk about the offseason like there's no good players when Jose Bautista will be on the offseason, ready to go for everybody.
Yeah.
Boy. Yeah. Coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you have, let's just reenact it real quick here. What do you got for your picks again so I know not to take any?
All right. I took them all out of order. So I have wild card play-in game. I have mm-hmm. pumpkin flavor, DraftKings mm-hmm. NFL contest.
Ooh, good one.
And an MLB award / hot stove season.
All right. I'm going to be as hacky as it comes here now because as I recap mine, I got one really manly thing in hockey. My yes. first thing was crisp air in the morning. Can I just get a Jesus Christ? And then I had Thanksgiving because I just get teary eyed. I love Thanksgiving. Well, guess what? I'm going even farther deep in the old man corridor. How about pumpkin and apple picking? This family Ooh. Likes to get together
wow.
and head up the Route 40, I think it is, or wherever the hell it is, up to Westminster. And yes. we head up there usually on a Sunday. Usually I'm usually being pulled by my ear on Sunday to go up there. But fine, once I get up there, I'm fine. As long as we're back by one, we head up there. We jump on the old – they have this really, really cool, like, tractor. They put everybody together. There's hay all around
Where
it everywhere.
Where do you go? Because I feel like I've gone to this place.
It's called Boggers. It's up off of it's Westminster. If you just head out, like, deep, you head out that way. Like, you're going to Owings Mills and then go deeper.
Okay.
It's out that way, and it's called Boggers, B-A-U-G-E-R-S. That's a shameless plug for a place that there's plenty of people
there.
Is that
back where the Ravens used to let people watch practices for free?
Harry, you're taking shots today.
I am taking shots.
You need a pumpkin spice, buddy. You need a pumpkin spice.
I know.
But so anyway, you're taking shine away from how great it is to go apple picking. So we go apple picking. My kids eat 100 of them. We come home last year, Zach, and I told you this, and you couldn't believe me, but I had pictures. 89 pounds of apples we came home with last year. 89 pounds. It was gone before December 1st.
What are you doing with all those apples?
My children's eat apples like most kids eat candy. And I'm not trying wow. to say my kids are great, but they just love apples.
Wow.
So they pummel apples. And so they do the apple bit, and then we get a bunch of cartoon-sized pumpkins. We bring them home, and then people steal them and throw them. Off my counter. So that's great because Baltimore's awesome. So that for me is the pumpkin apple picking a party. It is a good day and it just brings the, you know, like some good vibes, and it definitely knows to get you into the mood when it going into obviously Halloween and then Thanksgiving.
Nice. All right. That's a good one.
And Miss Burns does make a mean apple pie and pumpkin pie. Two
okay.
good ones there, so there too. But just like 100 of them. Trust me, the kids eat all the apples,
I promise.
That's
a good use of some apples right there. There's also something you could do in a slow cooker with apples that my sister-in-law does. It's so freaking good. I don't really know exactly what it is because I'm not, making tacos is like as sophisticated as I get. But man,
you moved up from PG&J to tacos now too. I like
that's two different meals, lunch and dinner there, Jabby.
Chipotle's out because when you lived here, it was Chipotle.
Yeah, I don't have one as close here, unfortunately.
Right.
All right, so I have one more pick, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my last pick, and this is kind of unfair because I knew you weren't going to take it, so I saved it till last so I could take my other ones before you did. Is the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. I was pretty Ooh. Confident that wasn't going to be on your board, Jeb.
No, but you piqued my interest with food and wine. Listen, two things I'm very, very fond of.
I was here last year for my first food and wine. We moved down in August, and it starts in mid-September, and it was something that I always, always wanted to come down for, and now we live here, and I get to go whenever I want, and it is pretty amazing. So they take World Showcase, and there's, I think, 11 countries in World Showcase, and then they add a bunch of booths from other countries in between those countries, and it's just some of the best food from around the world and the best wine and beer from around the world, and it's small portions, so you can go and, you know, spend $3, $4, $5 in this one, and then $3, $4, $5 in this one and sample a bunch of really awesome food and a bunch of really awesome drinks. And there always ends up being more stuff that I like than my stomach can take. So that means I get to come back again and do it all over again a couple days later. So I end up frequenting Epcot quite a bit. It ends up being about 3 months is about how long food and wine is. So it's a long time. It goes for a long, is that right? 3 months? Yeah. It's about 3 months. So it goes for a while, and I spend quite a, Rebecca and I both spend quite a bit of time there, quite a bit of money there. but it's worth it because it's fantastic. It's really, really cool. One of the coolest things that happens here all year long. So food and wine, Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. That's my final pick.
I think I'll be down there for that, the next one, because like I said, you got me at Food and Wine, and I know some people probably could get us in there for quite a discount, yes. So I might be interested in that.
Yes, you do.
My final one's going to be kind of just, I got to bring it all the way back to try to get my manhood right back, because I've just been over here crying and eating pumpkin apples. apples and, you know, feeling the crisp air. World Series. Since I was a kid, since ever, I don't care who's playing in that thing. My wife always says, why do you care about these two teams? I said, it's baseball. She says, okay, I'll sit over here. and we love it. And it always goes right around my birthday, which is the 24th of October this year. So 1 of 9, it's not this year, every year, but it's October 24th, the United Nations Day too. So you can just case it on your calendar. And it's always, usually All-Star, one of the games, usually game 2 or game 3, right there in the mix. Like I said, it could be the Red Sox playing the Red Sox, and I'm still going to watch it. And it's just great, great theater for me, baseball fan. And, you know, I watch most of these teams as the years go by anyways. And, even as something as bad as watching Baumgartner beat the Royals a couple years ago, which was actually great for us because that was the year that we should have went, watching him come out of the bullpen in Game 7 after pitching, I don't know, a half hour before, throwing 50 pitches and winning. Those are the kind of things that stand out to me. Even the year the Red Sox did win when I think it was the Cardinals. Just some things after the marathon whole situation there. There's some type of drama going into baseball. And after the playoffs, you just want to be able to have a great – and for me, I think over the Super Bowl, over the Stanley Cup Finals, over the national championship for college basketball, definitely over the NBA Finals, I would put the World Series as my favorite final of all the playoffs. And that might be a little bit biased based on the fact that I'm a, you know, obviously a big baseball fan, but you got potentially seven games of just grinding out baseball, manager decisions, pitching changes, all the things. So for me, it's World Series.
World Series is awesome. That's great.
I got hockey and World Series in. Don't look about the other ones.
You did pretty good. All right, so I gave you my list. So what's your list? Give us your
all
list
right,
again.
It was crisp air in the morning. It was Thanksgiving, pumpkin and apple picking, hockey, because I love hockey now, and the World Series.
Very good. Love it. Well, I went with – let me try to get my order right. I went with wild card play-in game, pumpkin flavor, DraftKings NFL contest, MLB award, and hot stove season. And Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. So
that's a good one. I'm surprised you didn't throw in fall beers.
Yeah, I threw in, I mean, I like, you know, pumpkin flavor, so beer kind of falls into that. I do like fall beers in general, though, because I like Oktoberfest beers. So you're right. That would have been another good one.
That's
to
your other
on
one, because I had one this past weekend, by the way. I had the Blue Moon pumpkin flavored beer, which I have to say, I'm not a big pumpkin flavored, well, I'm not a big beer guy in general, but not a big pumpkin flavored beer. It was mild enough to where I tasted a little bit of the pumpkin, so it didn't crush my soul, but it still gave me that Belgian type taste that I like with the old Blue Moon. I know it's a hack beer, so stop your tweeting to me now. If you want to talk vodkas, I'll crush your soul. So just keep your beer muscles down to a minimum. I understand Blue Moon's not the coolest beer. And no, I don't put a orange in my Blue Moon. If you put it in my beer, I'm going to throw it in your face. Thank you.
Hey, you know what one of my favorite Oktoberfest beers is?
Let me guess. Sam Adams.
It really is. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is honestly one of my favorite Oktoberfest beers. And
yeah,
I know
but if you say that to some beer snobs, they're going to just run you right out of
but
the room.
I'm telling you, it's really freaking good, so I don't care. That's why I'm out here proudly telling the 1 of 9s that Sam Adams Oktoberfest is awesome. There are great Oktoberfest beers out there. Yep. But I had certainly never have a problem ordering a Sam Oktoberfest when I'm out somewhere because I know it's going to be good. So
yep,
that's what I go with. All right. As we mentioned at the top of the show, tweet at us and let us know your favorite parts about fall, stuff we ever missed. He's at Jabby Burns. I'm at Zach_Wilt at BAL Sports Report. Gets to both of us. So Jabby Burns, this was good stuff, man. Fun, wacky Wednesday. Good talking to you, my friend.
You too, pal.
For Jab, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Baltimore Sports Today. Enjoy your Wednesday. We will talk to you again tomorrow.